Tatiana here, aka your Tap Out Queen. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Auralicious, A Tale of Sex. Because I have come to the conclusion that we all have probably an exciting tale to tell about sex. So this is your open invitation to come on my podcast, our podcast, and share your amazing tale. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, or just boring, or maybe exciting, or over the top. Whatever you want to share with us, me and my P-Square listeners. And remember, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis, who've been dedicated, who pretty much is the energy behind this podcast. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the 2 years that you've been on board. And because of you, I have over 30,000 downloads. The next phase of this is to monetize so I can bring you better content, more guests, and hopefully a true good appreciation. And I know COVID has been cray-cray for some. People don't want to get involved or whatever. All I can say to you is that wear your fucking mask, period. Especially if you're in New York City. New Yorkers know. Our Governor Cuomo is not fucking playing. Wear the mask or we're going to kick you out. But seriously, stay tuned for my amazing interview with Heather Montgomery of PleaseMe.com.
Hi. And I have notes and media news and notes and questions I want to ask you. Because good. You've taken a stance. So here we go. Tatiana here. Hello to my P-Square listeners. This is Tatiana, a.k.a. your Tap Out Queen. Yes, I do tap your ass out. I teach you how to tap them out as well. Okay, and I actually have an amazing lineup today, but to my P-Square listeners, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis, thank you for tuning into my podcast. It's now 2 years strong, over 30,000 downloads. I'm excited, and the numbers are just creeping up there, so I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. My podcast is Auralicious, A Tale of Sex, because I've come to the conclusion that we all have a tale to tell about sex. So what's your tale to tell about sex? Open invitation to come on my podcast, Auralicious, A Tale of Sex, to tell us what's your tale. Today's episode is mind-blowing phenomenal because I have an amazing guest. An amazing guest. She is a very special guest. She is the one and only, wait for it, Heather Montgomery. Woohoo! And of course, I'll add some applause and stuff. But do you know who Heather Montgomery is? Let me tell you a little bit before we get into the cast, okay? Heather C. Montgomery, founder and CEO, created Please Me, and that's PLEAZEME, Please Me, .com to challenge the status quo as it relates to the way people treat sex in life and as well as the society, especially for women. We found another advocate. You hear that, people? Exactly. And a badass one at that, okay? And again, let me finish reading. Healthy relationships with ourselves, with others, and with sexuality increases our quality of life. I think many people, this is a quote from Heather, I think many people are ready and looking for greater quality in their lives. Listen, it comes to sex. So, again, I'm going to read that again. Healthy relationships with ourselves, with others, and with sexuality increases our quality of life. So, basically, the more that we're positive about our sexuality, it increases the quality of our life. That's, okay, my P-Square listeners, you hear that? This is Heather, okay? And I think many people are ready and looking for greater quality in their lives, especially what we're going through. So when we come back, we're going to have an amazing conversation with Heather Montgomery. Love that name. And I'm also going to give you more details about her bio as we go along in the story and what's the great things that she's doing, her platform, how we can help get involved, get this going, because I think you all know that Instagram, I call them ignorant assholes. They shut down my Instagram account because allegedly I offended them. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. But I moved on. But yet we have platforms like, or what do you call it? I think Playgirl with over 8 million followers. with tits and ass showing and they're okay. And you have a lot of women who are actually on Instagram showing tits and ass, butt naked. Yeah. And I guess it's all about numbers. It's not about quality. So anyway, when we come back, we're going to get into a great conversation with Heather Montgomery, the founder and CEO of PleaseMe.com. And I actually do have a channel. Yes. Hello. So get it going, people, my piece of listeners. Stay tuned. So Heather, yes, girl. And if there's anything you want to talk about, this is your, how long you want to hang out with me. You know, you want to get your message out, whatever we can do, I can do, you know, please, we're here. And I'm so grateful to you and especially Danielle. Darcy. Yes, Darcy. She's so awesome. And Randy, I just met Randy, your assistant.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for that amazing introduction, and moreover, thank you for who you are and what you do in the world, and your listeners are just so blessed to have you in their lives, and we feel so grateful to be a part of the show today, so thank you for having me.
Oh, it's an honor and a pleasure. It's people like you, is, you know, and I'm going to keep repeating your name, Heather, is people like you that create platforms like this, PleaseMe.com, because women's sexuality is still an offense to the patriarchal society that we live in. That's a fact, and it still happens. Then we have women of sex text that, again, creating a platform where our voice matters. And then, of course, we have Laura DiCarla, you know, who creates the Osei, which is amazing, came out with other great brands, because it matters. You know, and we're definitely going to get into a controversy that happened with little Cardi B. I still call little Cardi B because, you know, she's like two generations, you know, lower than I am. And another rapper, her name is Megan Thee Stallion, and they did a song called WAP, which is an acronym for Wet Ass Pussy. And they got so much backlash. Like, it was the lyrics. It was disgusting. You shouldn't be listening to songs like that. I went the fuck off. Regardless of the lyrics. The point is that wet ass pussy matters. Can we even talk about that first? Really?
We could talk about all kinds of things. I'm, by the way, sorry to hear about your Instagram story, but I hate to say I hear it every day. And I think it's, you know, right along the same lines of what you're speaking about. And that is that, you know, there's a special kind of censorship that's going on right now. And it's only gotten worse over the last, you know, we'll call it 6 to 8 months. But it's really been going on for many, many years. And, yes, women's sexuality seems to be a much more judged and taboo topic than men, which is ironic because, of course, the wet-ass pussy has a hard, rock-hard cock that comes next, right? So where's the outrage about that? And so it's a really odd dichotomy, but I think that it's women like you and myself and listeners that, you know, listen to your shows and the guests that come on and the ones that come to Please Me to explore and expand this area of their lives are starting to demand better. You know, we're very fortunate, especially in this country as women. I want to say that because I, you know, I'm in a group of international women and a couple of them are down in South Africa, and those women there are just fighting to not be raped anymore.
Yes.
And to have their bodies.
Or having a little clitoris cut off.
Right. And so we do need to say thanks.
Down there.
Yeah, that's horrible and absolutely needs to stop. You know, our mission for Please Me is really about consent, right? It's about women consenting with their bodies. We want to end cycles of abuse. It's about children being safe. You know, it's about a society where we talk about sex, good, bad, and ugly, and we come up with solutions that improve our lives and keep others safe. I mean, we're human beings. We need to let's grow up and honor each other, you know, and stop violating one another. That's a huge part. But the other part of that is that the beautiful part of sex is that it's pleasurable and it's a way to exchange energy with a fellow human being, you know, and So, and we all do it. Let's not be silly here, you know, unless you're asexual, and God bless you too. I mean, we don't judge, but my point is we come to this earth and we procreate and we have sex.
We're sexual beings. We're sexual creatures.
We're animals.
On the cover of my book. Oh my God. So I wrote this amazing book called Oralicious, The Truth About Oral Sex, Intimacy, and Passion. And I literally speak about, honestly, Heather, in the book, the first chapter is freaking kissing. How are you not kissing and you're fucking? Okay. Strike one.
Right.
Secondly, and even if you don't want to kiss, how are you getting her erogenous zones or tapping into or your five senses? And on the cover of the book, there's a beautiful quote by Marilyn Monroe. We're all born sexual creatures. Thank God. It's a pity that so many people despise this natural gift, Heather.
Yes. And if you think about it, it's the way we create life, right? It's such a creative center, especially for women, right? Mm-hmm. Because our wombs are the way where a new life is born. So when we tap into our sexuality and have a good relationship with it and, you know, get rid of whatever that good relationship means. And I do want to say that because there may be women where wet ass pussy, that's insulting to them or they don't identify with it. And I don't want to judge them either.
You know
what I'm saying? I don't want to judge them either because it's their journey. I think the important thing is that, you know, we have freedom of speech in this country. That's being yielded and wielded as certain people feel, and those certain people tend to be men, right? Because the owners of the large platforms that we utilize today are men.
And the
advertisers and the agencies of the past and the owners of the media companies, like the four largest, you know, companies in the world that own 244 of the media channels of 300 in the whole world that exist. They own all of it. And so there's four companies telling us what we should think, believe, and do. And they're all owned by men. And so I think the dichotomy that we're realizing, and it's songs like Wet Ass Pussy that give us at least something to talk about, which I'm grateful for. You know, I'm grateful for the ability to talk about it, you know, and let's address some of the other issues that I see going on around this topic as well.
Exactly.
Thank you for permission to speak, right? And so I think that it's going to take the people, saying, hey, this is what we want, this is what we demand, and then taking actionable steps to achieve it, right? I mean, we can talk about it all day long, but what are we actually doing, right? And I think that from a very personal, simple level, one thing you can do is check yourself. Mm-hmm. How is your relationship with sex? How is your relationship with marital sex, with monogamy, with polygamy, with, you know, I mean, have some opinions, do some research. What don't you know about? What would you like to learn? Are you orgasming? Do you know how? I mean, what is your communication style with your partner, right? So when we start to heal ourselves, then we can look outside and say, now where can I step in and help healing others? And what do I need and what do they need to keep going on this journey? And they need permission to talk about it. Because not talking about it has not worked.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up. And my Peace Corps listeners, I hope you're engrossed just like I am. Like, seriously, the mic will always be open for Heather. Understand that. And why I went out as a pure advocate for Wet Ass Pussy, the lyrics, whatever, is because rappers and of late have talked about boxing the pussy and just, and they were okay with that. Like, seriously? But yet she come up with a song about wet-ass pussy. Do you even know what wet-ass pussy means? Or you entering the pussy dry just to get yours, even asking if she even had an orgasm. Like, don't do that, people. So, and again, just like you mentioned, you know, whatever you're in polygamy or whatever type of sex you're in, do you care about your partner? Because if you're butt-naked, all clothes off, there should be no inhibitions. Or you should care enough about your partner.
Right.
And that's the one thing about my platform, my podcast. Yes, I'm about promoting oral sex. Of course, maybe it's taking a backseat because of COVID. But women tend to have more orgasms when we have sex through oral sex.
Yeah, oh, oral sex. Oh, yeah.
And of course, yeah. Trust, you know, but it's like you have to stop having it so one-sided. And we have still live in a culture where it's still very one-sided.
Yeah.
That's when it comes to a woman's sexuality. Or she's not even allowed to have a sexual desire.
Yeah.
Open up, stick the dick in, and we're done. No, not in my world. No. Okay, seriously. And that's why my workshop, I teach couples, getting back to basics, how our five senses play a major role in the art of sex. Sight, sound, taste, touch, and smell. If you're not even incorporating that, even in at the beginning of sex, what are you doing?
Yeah.
The body is something so beautiful, Heather, and I know you know this.
Yeah.
So how do you
mean,
it is something, you know, beyond words. I can't.
Yes. I think, you know, it's interesting when you said that about, you know, do you care about your partner, right? You know what my mind said?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you care about yourself?
Yes.
Because until you care about yourself, you can't care about your partner. You know, like, it's so
very
interesting
true.
In life. It's what you give, you know, if you want more, you give more, you know? And so I think a lot of people find it hard to be vulnerable and find it hard to give, you know, that care. Because
mm-hmm.
The caring about somebody opens them up to being hurt, right? So there's a lot of layers to what you just said, and I think that's important to note too, is that in life, you know, this personal relationship we have with our sexuality and
mm-hmm.
then that we share with a partner is something that spills over into everything that we do. Everyone on this listening to this can, I'm sure, attest to the mornings you woke up, you had great sex, you
mm-hmm.
lovey-dovey with your partner, you went out, you conquered the day, you felt strong. The morning you woke up, you felt this, you had an argument. The rest of your day, you struggle. You struggle.
Right.
You're thinking about
right.
what happened. You're wondering what you're going to do about it. Does he love me? Do I love him? What a
mm-hmm.
jerk. What? You know, where did I make a mistake, hopefully?
It's stupid arguments. Like, really?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Mm.
And so I think there's a lot to it. I guess is what I'm saying. There's a lot to it, but I've found that when you start with me, which is why we made Please Me the name, it's like,
mm-hmm.
what do I need to be pleased? What pleases me, first of all? How many women actually really know what they want?
So true.
And men
wow.
too. I don't mean to exclude the men, but if we're talking about women and our sexuality, what do I can tell you, I had an orgasm for my first 35 years of life, which from 17 to 35 was when I was having sex, because I didn't masturbate. I didn't even know what made me feel good.
What?
I was just hoping to God the guy would be smart enough to figure it out. And I didn't feel confident enough. I didn't feel confident enough to communicate. I felt inadequate, like something was wrong with me because I could never orgasm. And I didn't want him to feel inadequate by saying, you don't know how to perform. When really it was me, I was the one who felt inadequate. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. With himself. Yeah. And you know, so at a very early age, I think I was 15, I worked at a library. It was called the Daniel Library, and they put me in the young adult section. And I've been having orgasms since I was 12 years old, not masturbating, but like just squeezing my legs, you know. And I had no idea they were orgasms, Heather, but that's how it was happening. And then when I worked in the young adult library, I was a page, so I was like, you know, reshelving books. So I'm like reading these stories, and I've learned about orgasms. I'm like, orgasms? I got so obsessed. So that has always been my journey, my platform. Understanding orgasms, how we get orgasms, and why women are not having them. And I've learned over the years why, because either we are our worst enemy. Some, again, loving ourselves. That was my first brand. You know, it's like we have to learn to love us. Ourselves, and this is men too, not just women. You have to learn to love self. If you can't love self, you're no good to others.
You got nothing to give.
Exactly, exactly. But because we're also sexual creatures, because we are, then how do we don't tap into that? And I've learned at a very young age, if we're not vulnerable to ourselves or even in a relationship, especially, we'll never learn our true essence of how to love.
Yeah. Yep. That's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, if you think about it, love is a gamble. I mean, people want to think it's a given, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everyone mm-hmm. who's ever been in a long-term relationship or a marriage will tell you mm-hmm. it's work, right?
Yes.
It's work because we're learning who we are.
Right.
In relation to someone else who's with us every day. And mm-hmm. none of us are perfect.
Right.
And, you know, we have our upbringings and our childhood fears and our inner critics and our, you know, previous beliefs appearing to be present. So it's a journey of self, I think. That journey of sexuality is a big part of it, right? And when you do take the time, and I think that's the one beautiful thing that has come out of COVID-19 is that more people have had more time to do a lot of alone thinking. And when we're so busy and we're going, it's easy to just keep going in a, you know, they say an object in motion stays in motion. Well, if you don't like the outcome that you're seeing, then change the, you know, trajectory. You got to change something else. So that's why I like when people really start with themselves, especially mm-hmm. in a relationship. You know, you're having mm-hmm. relationship problems, start with you.
Exactly.
And that doesn't mean you're wrong.
So
it doesn't mean you're wrong. It means, you know, that's giving you power, because if you blame someone, then you are powerless to change them. But if you say, what can I do to change, then you have the power to actually change the outcome.
Yeah, I hear you. So, first of all, I've always liked me. And I'm not talking about narcissistically. I've always enjoyed my company. I think I'm an amazing person inside out. Yes, I'm a crazy New Yorker, but I have a loving heart, loving spirit. So, me being quarantined with self just made me reflect more on me. But how can I improve me? And I really, really hope that me, myself, I, and COVID, like, what did you learn about you? Because every relationship, good or bad, you fail or whatever, did you stop to ask yourself, did I play any part in the failure? Because you can't always blame the other person.
I would even challenge the word failure. Because it's not a failure if you learned something.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very true. Where did my actions get me to this result?
Right, exactly.
Would be the question.
Good correction.
Sometimes a failure is a gift, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially when that person sitting across from you maybe really isn't the one that you're meant to be with. You know, I've made the mistake in my life. If anyone can want to have to learn from anyone, I'd be happy to help.
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake of falling in love at 16 and being so sure that that was the person for the rest of my life, that I spent 20 years pining for that person, thinking I knew better than the universe for where I was supposed to be going. And well, I was a child and I fell in love, and the love was my goal.
For 20 years, that's beautiful. And you learned, I know you had many life lessons. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm just saying sometimes, quote unquote, a failure, as we called it earlier, or coming mm-hmm. to the realization that this is mm-hmm. the result, is the universe's way of saying, maybe you need more time to yourself.
Right.
Maybe you want to think about what it is that you've learned from this, and maybe you want to clearly identify what you're looking for in a partner. You know,
and I appreciate you saying the corrected positive side of something that may not work. Society likes to always dogmatize and put labels on stuff. You know, I was married. It didn't work, okay? And mind you, to a pastor, okay? And yet, you can never, like, divorce. God don't want you no fucking relationship that's not healthy. Let's keep it real.
Yep.
And we tend to stay in unhealthy relationships, marriage relationships that's not healthy. God is a God. Whoever you might believe in spiritually, I believe in God, the higher power, okay?
Yep.
So from my perspective, he's about love.
Yep.
She's not about calamity, chaos, and dissension. So if that's all in your life, you need to check it or figure out what's going on. Because love is beautiful. Love don't see race. Love don't see hate. Love don't look at color. That's society stuff.
Exactly.
That was the one interesting thing that I have to... So the former governor, Haley, when she was giving her speech for the Republican National Convention, she said, America is not racist. And I took a pinch. But I'm like, she's right. It's the people in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because all black people are not angry and criminals and evil. All black people are not evil and hateful. No.
Right.
So I checked it. I'm like, she's right. America's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's the people inside it that's creating this psychosis. Definitely like psychotic. So with that said, I want to get into what pleased me is, and then we can elaborate more on that. I'm like loving you, Heather, girl.
I just,
thank you so much.
Just I can say one thing about that love, and that is the one commandment that Jesus, if those of you who, you know, follow the New Testament said, was love thy neighbor as thyself.
I love it.
That was it. Just follow this one thing. Love thy neighbor as thyself, as I have done to you.
And if we all do that, will we be in this calamity right now? All size, men, women, exactly. And that's the one thing, that's powerful, girl. More goosies. Okay, maybe it's just not a podcast. Love thy neighbor, love thyself. Okay, so please me. Here we go, please, for listeners. And I know you're excited about this because I'm so just loving and engrossed in the energy that Heather always puts forth anytime we speak. So please me is a private online space for adults looking to explore and discover their sexual desires and interests with others in 7 different erotic worlds. And I'll have to elaborate that. I know. Soft and sensual, edgy and experimental, men, women, trans, gay, straight, bi, pansexual, demisexual, curious. All are welcome and included. Please me, platform offers many of the same features found in popular social media apps, including photo, video, and text sharing, user feed postings, commenting, and heart, quote-unquote, button functionality, friend suggestions, private messaging, user followers, and name linking. All of Please Me communities are open for discussion about sex and sexuality without fearing censorship or ban keywords. Please Me is building content to improve users' sex lives and relationships, keep them up to date on sex events and sexual travel destinations, and soon a sex toy store that delivers recommendations tailored to members' specific tastes. I love it, Heather. You are
awesome.
I know, Forbes, like, you're like the it right now, you know, and it's been a while, you know, and you're so humble, you know, but you are so needed right now. I think what caught my attention, because I believe in astrology, I'm totally into the stars, the alignment, I'm looking still to get that O alignment, Oprah's alignment, you know, okay?
Yep.
Because I think when you're so connected to the universe,
you
just flow with it and life just happens. You should not be the architect of this. You have to let the universe do it. And that's where I'm learning. Get out the way, and let it happen. Because the universe is an absolute universe.
Miracle. Yeah.
Exactly. God is an absolute God. Okay. And with that said, if we look at how the world is shaped, 75% is covered in water. If it's tilted one way or the other with the axles, we're all done. Man did not do this. They're not that bright to do this. No offense, man. I love it, but no, you're not. Because no. Women, we have, because how we look at stuff, we don't have a one-track mind. We just don't.
Mm-hmm.
We're very multitask. Men are very simple, loving creatures. Very simple. No, seriously, they don't like chaos, drama, argument. No. Mm-mm. Feed them, fuck them, give them, they got to do their sports. It is what it is. Keep it real. However, with your platform, what I loved about it the most, to seven different erotic worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you care to elaborate?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's so much to unpack here, but I will just say this. When I wanted to explore the key words in the band, and what we're talking about is what you and I were talking about earlier, right? And that is that all of these major platforms have a bias, and sex is being censored, right? And so when you search for things and you look for things, or you go on a social media platform like Facebook or Instagram, you'll see some, and then other people won't be allowed to, or you can access some information, but you're not getting shown all the information because certain keywords are banned. And so it just does not really become a reliable source to explore your sexuality. And the other thing is you're tracked. Everything you do on Google, everything you do on Instagram, everything you do on YouTube, everything you do. So on Please Me, you're anonymous. I think it's important for your members to understand we built it for people to have the privacy and anonymity to explore these things, because just because I'm interested in exploring something doesn't mean I want to shout out to the world that I love it yet.
Exactly.
Like, how do I know whether I like something or not until I've experienced it a little bit? And then if I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality and there are certain people I want to share that information with, then I get to consent. Who is getting that information about me? Because on social, where it's all tied to your name, you lose consent. Everybody sees everything, you know, and sex is private sometimes.
Very.
Yes. It's not something you want everybody to know, your every intimate detail, and it's a private life for a reason. That does not mean we are ashamed of it.
Right.
It just means we say who, we say when, who, when.
Why? Well, who knows? If I don't, what, when, and why? That's your choice. That's your right.
Right. So and we wanted to give women and men that right to have the exploration, to have the privacy, and to explore their sexuality. And when I went to do that, there were two terms, vanilla and kink, and I really didn't feel like I identified with either. And I felt like there was more of an evolutionary journey and different groupings of sexuality than just two. Mm. And so there's Tantra Kama Sutra. There's, you know, there's a bunch of different things. And some people want to explore a little bit, but they don't want to go too far into restriction or pain for pleasure. They're not comfortable there. That's fine.
Right.
Because we're all individual, and this is about your pleasure map. What do you enjoy?
Oh, I love that pleasure map.
You know? Yeah, and how to communicate that pleasure map, right? So now I have a partner, and I'm starting to learn these are the things I like, and these are hard no's. I don't want to do any of these things. And how do I find out what my partner's likes are and what their hard no's are so that we can look at our compatibility, because we're going to be spending every freaking day for the rest of our lives, if that's what we're looking for, with that person sexually. So don't we think it might deserve a little effort and time and discussion to navigate that part of our lifetime partnership?
Wow. Where have you been? The answer's a little too late. Should have been here like 30, 50, 1,000 years ago. No, seriously.
Yeah, so, well, I'm here now.
Relative. No, you are. And I'm so happy to have you here, Heather. Because I think everything is relative. And I think timing is everything, you know. And I think such a time is now.
Yeah.
You are so well, because the restrictions, the patriarchal mindset that still exists in this culture, it still does, and the propaganda.
Right.
Whereas you and I both know that I'm going to say the sex world, meaning globally, what you do in the privacy of your own home should be your privacy. Who am I to dictate to tell you what you should and should not do in the privacy of your own home? And then it is exposed, and it's an abomination. Because I don't know if you know this, but Tamron Hall recently, you know, she won an Emmy. Congrats, Tamron. I do like her. She basically had interviewed this guy. His name is Andrew Gillum. He was running for I think it was Tallahassee in Florida governorship. He got caught allegedly in a hotel with two other men. One, I believe, was gay, and one was a trans, I believe, and I'll get my facts straight. But it literally destroyed his career. And basically, he came out and said that, allegedly, that he was bisexual. And he's married with three kids. And my thing is, regardless of what happened, how it went down, this is a man, another human being. In his marriage, she might have known, and allegedly she said she knew. So my question to you is, in a marriage, in a relationship, what is between you and this person is your own business. Not the world to know, but social media has to know and be a part of it so it can explode and I get more followers and I can destroy someone's life. Really?
Yeah, and cancel culture, yeah. So I think that it's sad that we tend to sensationalize negative news and gossip.
Mm-hmm.
The National Enquirer was a very, very, very successful and financially well-off company for a reason. You know, mm-hmm, there has mm-hmm, to be, mm-hmm. There's a consumer for it. I think we need to take a look at ourselves.
Mm.
There's the same thing with sex trafficking. There's a customer that's mm-hmm. to blame. If there mm-hmm. was no demand, then there would not need to be a supply, right? So
exactly. I think, excellent. Well put. Mm-hmm.
And I think we buy with our dollars and we pay with our eyeballs. So, mm-hmm. you know, mm. if you're reading it and watching it and participating in it and liking it and sharing it, you're part of the problem.
Mm. Very
you
true.
Know, the solution is to just say no. You know, you and I talked about this morning some things about COVID, and you heard me. I was like, I don't know. I don't watch the news.
No, I hear you.
You know, I don't watch the news because if I do, I live in a negative world, and I don't believe
yes.
that the world is negative, right? And
I agree.
And I don't, you know, want to be told what to do and what to think. So I do research. I read. Don't get me wrong. I'm not uneducated. But you know what I'm saying. I don't want to sound ignorant. I'm not completely oblivious to what's going on in the world. I just find different sources that I feel like I can mm-hmm. trust. But I mm-hmm. think to the point about this gentleman and what two people decide to do in the sanctity of their own marriage or relationship. I mean, mm-hmm. you have many people who are swingers, and mm-hmm. they maybe they were swingers. This is what it sounds like to me. Or she was okay with him getting his needs met mm-hmm. that she could not fulfill. And they have that agreement, and they have mm-hmm, a family, mm-hmm. and maybe they love each other. I don't know the story. I'm just going by what you told me.
No, I hear you. Mm-hmm.
And so that obviously is their business. I think, unfortunately, when you are in a leadership role, you know, in this guy's case, you said he was part of the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there must be some rules they feel that he's breaking, whether mm-hmm, it's not being mm-hmm. honest and being voted in on his own accord. Hey, if you think it's all okay, then why not say it's okay? But we all know that if he did that, he would have never gotten elected.
Right. Or he never was. He was ever. No, he was. He actually lost the election. But again, you
right.
know, in a marriage, regardless of what you two might be going through, you know, and like you said, cancel culture. It's like their job to let's take them out. Let's, you know, expose, you know. And it's
yeah.
like when I was reading before we got on the phone, there was a guy, his name is Perez Hilton, you know, back in the day, you know, he was like
yeah.
an amazing influencer, right? You know, he's calmed down. He's much matured now. And he said now it's not okay to out celebs. Celebs are coming
yeah.
out now saying that they're queer. Like, why is that a conversation? You're who you
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Why are you
it's a conversation.
Right, go ahead, Heather.
It's a conversation because people are still judging each other. And to the cancel culture folks, I would say,
mm-hmm.
Do you live a life that's, you know, error-free?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the next one getting canceled will be you. You
right.
know, if we, you know what
right.
I'm saying is,
right.
have you ever had a friend that always talked behind other people's backs, and
well,
you knew
yeah,
the minute
well, yeah.
you knew the minute they walked away from you, what are they saying behind my back,
right? Right.
Because
right.
if you're over here,
like because I can't
right.
immediately.
Right, but it's the same thing with cancel culture, you know what I mean, Tatiana?
Mm-hmm.
It's
of
like,
course.
it's like, okay, you want to censor, you want to cancel, you want to judge everybody's life and ruin it, and well, get in line, because what comes around goes around.
Absolutely.
What you create perpetuates.
Not even karma.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, also, you've gotten some amazing media write-ups, you know, Hollywood Times, Bustle.com. Please Me is an online community to break taboos. I love that. A Payout magazine press release talked about, you know, how you're shattering the glass ceiling, you know, that you're creating a community where it's okay to be who you are.
Yeah.
And not look over your shoulders or hats to expose you. We're sexual creatures. It's not a bad thing. It's a natural, I'm going to repeat myself, it's a natural gift. I'm going to say it three times. It's a natural gift. It's a natural gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop the crazy.
I mean, yeah, you can choose it to be a gift, or you can choose it to be a problem. That's what I would say. That's the beautiful thing. It's your body. It's your sexuality. It's your way of being, and you can treat it in whatever manner you want. So our goal and belief is that we get to treat it and give it the respect it deserves, because it has such an integral part of our happiness, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying sex is everything, but let me know how you feel about it when you're not having it. You know?
Wow. I'm taking no feather.
You know, like they always say, oh, food's not that important. Okay, call me when you're starving. You know, I guess, and it's, you know, that's the other thing, I think, is just such a missing piece. And I think we all really desire it and deserve it. And that's gratitude, right? Like there's so much to be upset about and complain about right now. And this is what I'm noticing out in the world and everywhere. And when I have those moments where I get sucked into that feeling, I immediately stop and I go, what can I be grateful for? My children are alive. I have a roof over my head. I have food on my table. I have friends that love me. I have, you know, my family's all alive. I have a beautiful dog. Whatever it is, right?
Right.
I have both my legs. I have my eyesight. I have, you know. Right. I mean, you know,
exactly.
All you have to do is look online for people that have had their legs amputated, and you can have something to be grateful for, right? So I think that gratitude is something, and grace. You know, let's give each other a little grace.
Oh,
we're all going through quite a bit right now. You know, it's stressful for everyone. I mean, reach out to your neighbor and say, how you doing? You know, anything I can, need any sugar? I got flour. Water, you know, how you guys doing
over
here?
No, it's so true. You know, and what is so interesting, every day I wake up, I think it's a gift, so I always thank my higher power, thank you. But every day if I'm out, you know, or if I come into contact with anyone, I'm like, I have to give them a reason to smile. So, and when you walk down the streets, especially in New York, you know, of course without the mask, but, you know, we do wear our mask here, it's like, you can either smile through your eyes, or you can smile and someone will know the difference and smile back at you. Smiling is contagious. You know?
Yeah, and you know what people can also do, because they can't, and I was going to say, you know, it's really hurting us to not being able to see each other smiling, because smile therapy is very healthy.
Yes.
It's healthy to do, like if you want to feel
Absolutely.
Better, just smile, even under your mask. But I would even add, why not wave?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you smile with your eyes and wave.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Okay, we can't see the smile. Add a hand gesture, people. And not the middle finger, right?
I love that.
Just give a little wave with your hand.
I'm still trying to figure out, and my P-Square listeners love you. I have like three different titles. Give grace, love thy neighbor as thyself, or...
Yep.
Smile with your eyes and wave. You know, so one of those three, Heather, okay?
Okay, good girl. You got your medicine for the day.
Absolutely. But listen, also, I want to congratulate you on Between the Sheets. You know,
oh, thank you.
What's up with that, and what are you going with that? How do we get involved, and tell us what is
it? Yeah. So Please Me has seven channels, now eight, I believe, that all members are following. The art of sex, the science of sex, the mating game, sexy travel, hot events, our galaxy. The Naked Truth, and Between the Sheets. And Between the Sheets is our newest addition to our channels, and it is all about news in and around sex and sexuality. So it's the sex news part of our content.
I love it.
Yeah, so anybody that, you know, has a press release, a story to tell, that's doing something, you know, amazing and wonderful, whether it's musicians putting out new songs or creators of content, making new content, or product manufacturers putting out new product, or educators, you know, doing some nonprofit work, or whatever we're doing out there to support healthy sexuality, we want to be able to highlight and share with the world, because it's so censored in a lot of places. And PR is one of the areas where this industry lives, because of those restrictions on Instagram and Facebook and social media advertising. And, you know, advertising in general is a challenge for the sex positive and pleasure and sexual wellness industries, which is silly because it's a $87 billion industry, sexual health, women's sexual health, is, and it's projected to double in the next year. So why can't we advertise? We're working on that, right? We're working on creating a solution for that. Because people that are unpleased me are there to explore their sexuality. So they would want to see those types of advertisements. You know what I mean? So they can learn, about new products and services that are available.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, really we just, if you think about it this way, what I did for Please Me was created my own best resource to living the life of my dreams as it pertains to sex and sexuality and relationships and personal development. You know, I'm a firm believer in The Man in the Mirror. It's one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs of all time. And, you know, it was just, it's just prophetic, right? You know, it gives you back the power. I think sexuality is very empowering, and accountability is empowering, right? We, if we, if we had a part in creating it, that means we have a part, we can have a part in changing it, right? So be the change you want to see in the world, and come on to Please Me and explore anonymously. And I think it's worth noting too, for the listeners who maybe, you don't have to make friends, although you can make a whole group of anonymous sex positive friends in your world. You take an analysis and it puts you in the right world based on where you are in your life right now, what you're comfortable with, what you'd like to learn about. There's seven worlds, so there's something for everyone. We wanted everyone to feel at home and have a community of like-minded individuals, and then brands and thought leaders and channels and articles and videos and education and entertainment and, you know, fetish models and pretty pictures and art and erotic writing and ASMR. I mean, you name it, you know, if you want to learn about it, it's on Please Me. And so, and your browsing history is not being saved on Google or on YouTube. Right. And so it's more, it's just more privacy. We built it to be more private, and we also built it with tools to keep out child pornography and sex trafficking. And so the members have a little less ability to upload original content, but they can interact with all the content that's out there in the world and post YouTube links, which play inside Please Me and don't get tracked. So yeah, it's just a really great personal resource. And you can be in voyeur mode. You don't ever have to make a friend if you don't want. You can just be a voyeur, and you can just read and watch and learn and never interact with another person if you don't want to. You know, I wanted it to be very versatile. If you wanted to connect with people, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But the nice thing about the anonymity is that you can ask those questions, those burning questions you've always wanted to ask about sex but really didn't feel comfortable asking, because of having to look somebody eye to eye and ask that uncomfortable question, or ask it in a place where your identity could be figured out, right? And I'm not talking about being deviant, but again, it's like not everybody needs to be entitled to my intimate thoughts, right? And so that's really what I would say to the listeners, is that's why we built it. We hope that they find that liberating and supportive and enjoyable. And we hope they give it a try. And to your point about the signs, the sex signs, you know, it's a great way to talk with somebody. Like, once you understand please me and you know the world, if you were to meet somebody and say, what's your sex sign? And they told you, you'd be like, oh, cool. I know what that means. It's a talking point. It's a way to learn your partner. So I strongly suggest partners do it separately. You know, you do it yours. You don't have to give them your screen name, but then share your world so they can learn about it and see the things that you like, and you can learn about their world and see the things that they like. It's really fun, actually.
Wow.
We talked about the no orgasms. I now orgasm. I can orgasm every time I have sex now, because now I know what I need. And I've been able to expand and explore and learn the things that pleasure me and try new things. And it did exactly what I wanted to for my life. And I know that sounds selfish, but I did build it for me.
Oh, far from.
You know, I needed it. And I felt like if I needed it after 2 failed marriages and 7 years of being single, I had to believe there were other women that felt like they needed it too. And men.
And this is what was the brainchild behind this monumental, much needed platform for everyone.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to impact the naturalness about true sexual energy, pleasures, without it being offensive per society.
Yeah.
That
and selfishly, I want to be around a lot happier people, because people can bring you down. Misery loves company. How about if we just make everybody happier, we all be happy?
Right. Exactly. No.
So here, people, go be happy. Figure it out. Have more orgasms. I have this other great sex coach on our site. His name is Stephen Smith. You should have him on your show. He's incredible.
Please,
I'll introduce you guys.
Please.
And he has like the new BDSM, and each of the letters means something different, but it's in relation to how you set up your sex life with a partner. And he says his slogan is saving love one orgasm at a time. And I just love that.
I love it.
You know?
Oh my God.
Like,
yes.
Increasing happiness one orgasm at a time. That's kind of ours, you know, but increasing the happiness quotient. So yeah, I mean, there's other people that believe it too. And that's the one beautiful thing. Whether you believe it's true or you believe it isn't, you're right. So we get to believe what we want.
Mm-hmm. And this is what's so ironic about, I'm talking about our culture as a whole. We can no longer blame sinners. I'm being very snide right now. Sinners, alleged bad people, because porn is still porn. And porn is the largest industry in our country.
Yeah. Again, if there's no demand, then there's, you know, again, you know, there's this huge dichotomy. It's the largest industry because so many people consume it, but that everybody says it's bad.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying there aren't negative things in the porn industry. Let me be clear.
No, you listen.
Right?
I don't.
Because every industry, everything, and to your point about the sinners, everyone is a sinner. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the rules, everyone's, my point being, there is nobody exempt from this in the earth.
Right.
Maybe
exactly.
Gandhi, and I bet he'd consider himself a sinner too. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he without sin should cast the first stone. Right? You know,
exactly.
those in glass houses.
Mm-hmm.
So just to put that part out there. But to your point about the porn, yes, you know, it's such a touchy subject because there are, like, anything and everything, excess, you know, wrongdoing. You know, do I think Pornhub should absolutely monitor their content and make sure there are no rape films or child sex trafficking videos?
Absolutely.
And non-consensual sex and hurt of people on film, yes, that absolutely is a problem.
And not misogynistic. I still think Tatiana Carrera, a.k.a. your tap-out queen, still thinks the majority of porn is fucking misogynistic.
Right.
And honestly, when I look at porn, which I stop because you go on and they fucking hack everything on that you have, that's why I don't go.
Yep.
But the fact that we're not talking about fake orgasms. This is why I personally love watching women on women, because it's more sensuous. Because you know she's having an orgasm. When he's banging her fucking box, how do you know she's having an orgasm? And it's still geared towards men.
Right.
Stop it, people.
Well, there are a lot of new porn producers are creating female porn, which is wonderful too. And then there's Cindy Gallup who's doing Make Love Not Porn, where it's real people.
Yes.
Real people having sex.
Exactly.
So
love her platform too.
You know, it's so funny. Yes, Cindy's platform is amazing. And their performers are, you know, they're not performers, but the people that have uploaded and shared their intimate moments.
They're authentic and real and not fake.
Yeah. It's really cool to watch some of the videos and hear them talk about why they got into it. But yeah, I mean, there's, I had a conversation last night. Somebody asked me what pleased me was. And when I told him, he was like, well, I said, where do you get your questions answered about sex? He goes, porn. And I just let him talk because I thought he's a little younger. And I just thought, well, listen, I asked the guy the question. Let him answer. And I said, well, you can ask a question in Pornhub? He goes, well, no, I don't ask a question. He said, but I just watch and I learn and I listen to that. And I said, so there, what do you do when you have a question? He goes, I don't know. I just figure it out. You know, like it went on.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
And I thought to myself, you know, yes, porn can be educational, but to your point, it's a show. It's an entertainment. It's not always realistic. It's over-sensationalized, sensationalized and, you know, more drama.
Our biggest sex organ, which is the mind.
Right. And so I thought to myself, well, you're getting poor education. Let's start there. I didn't say that to the gentleman. But I wasn't there to tell him he was wrong. You know, I just showed him what pleased me.
I hear you.
Well, I just said, here's what we do on Please Me and here's what you're. And then I found three subjects he knew nothing about and he was like, what's Tantra? And I'm like, isn't that an interesting subject?
I'm into Tantra. It's hard to find guys to even get to that point because I love Tantra. Tantra allows you to transfer energies, get sexually charged based on body energy and chemistry. And you can have a closer orgasm just by doing that. Honestly, throughout my entire adult life, I've yet to meet a man, Heather, who can rock out with me with fucking Tantra.
Yeah.
They can't help it. Like, seriously.
Well, it's a willingness to be connected, and vulnerable, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of people, not just men, a lot of people struggle with that. Yeah.
Because
but there's a lot of people
like
that love it.
Yes, the beauty of it. And I think even as a younger person, I learned about Tantra. And I'm like, okay. And even when I would have sex, I'm like, we're going to take our time. Let's just breathe. And the dick gets whole hard and the pussy's so wet. I got to know. You don't got to know. Whoa.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
you probably won't be surprised to hear that one of our top articles consistently on our blog for the last year has been about tantric sex. So I think more and more people are looking for that. They're curious about it. And I think that has a lot to do with the frequency shift that's going on in the world right now.
Yes.
We're starting to vibrate at a higher level and people's kundalini energy is getting woken up from asleep and they're like, what's that? And there's a lot going on. And getting in centered into that energy flow and frequency and vibration is something I invite everyone to take a look at. Not necessarily just Tantra, but just understanding your energy. We are all energy, period. That's proven fact in science.
Absolutely.
We are all energy.
Absolutely.
So the more you can learn about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead, sweetie.
I was just going to say the more you can learn about that, the better, you know.
So just to tap back into that, the sexual energy you're talking about, not just Tantra, just for a novice who don't know what you're talking about, could you just tap into a little bit of that so I can, like, even get my listeners?
Yeah.
First of all, peace for our listeners. You know, I love you. This is our podcast. Please visit pleaseme.com. Please. I see you on there, or listeners, okay? No, because you finally found the missing link. Maybe that's the title. I'm still looking for titles, Heather. You found the sexual missing link. It's here at your fingertips. I have goosebumps. It's constant freaking emotion. I'm onto something, people. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Please just give me a little bit about that sexual energy you're talking about that people are finally connecting with. That blog post is still like one of your top blog posts about Tantra, but it's about that energy, that sexual energy that we all possess. And that's what's so awesome about PleaseMe.com. It's here, people, at your fingertips. complete.
Yeah. So we have seven chakras or energy mm-hmm. centers in our body, starting at the base chakra, chakra number one, which is security, foundation, sexuality. And the kundalini energy travels up from the base chakra through to the crown chakra, which is the seventh chakra at the top of our head. And mm-hmm. so once that, you know, about 3 years ago, it's been a little longer, but in the last 3 years, it's been a little more intense. A lot of that sexual energy, it has to do with the planetary movements too, which I know you follow astrology, but Mars mm-hmm. moved into, you know, a couple of the large planets in the sky, and it was really waking up everyone's sexuality and energy coming from that base chakra. And just the way we view money and foundation mm-hmm. and security, if you look at what's going on in the world right now, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. we are in what I would call the turbulent phase of, yes. of an mm-hmm. energy where we're looking to, we're in between, we're moving, right? And so that's like, mm-hmm. think mm-hmm. of a surfer riding the waves. And some people have an easier time with that. And some people fight it and want to stay back in the same, what they're comfortable with, the energy they know, right? So there's a, you know, the more you can embrace that, the better. But that kundalini energy is just really tapping in, being quiet. You can meditate. You can really, meditating is just working on an absence of thought, right? Mm-hmm. And noticing where you feel things in your body, you know. And when you're doing chakras, they go right up from the base, straight up the body, in the middle of the stomach and the diaphragm area, your heart, your throat, your third eye, and your crown. And each of them have a color and a frequency. And when you can align with that sexually, which is a lot about what Tantra is, and move that energy and exchange that energy with the person across from you who's also doing the same, you can have mm-hmm. energetic orgasms. Like you said, you can have orgasms without touching. You can do prolonged orgasm denial, where you just let that intense feeling last for a very long time and you don't allow yourself to orgasm, because there's another word for that, and not just necessarily Tantra, but edging, where you just get right up to that, oh God, I feel like I'm going to come, and just like keep yourself there, you know, and not allow the final climax. And that's enjoyable, right? So depending. Some people might enjoy that, some people not. I shouldn't make that generalization, but that can be enjoyable if you like it. And so it's allowing yourself, I think, to your point about just the wet-ass pussy and what the song was about, a man just, you know, throwing his dry cock into a dry area and not caring about the erogenous zones and getting into the energy and the movement and having the woman be ready to receive, right? It's a lot about that. When there's no energy, when it's dry, when it's cold, when it, you know, it's difficult for a reason, right? Because sex is an exchange of energy. So you can fight that or you can invite that, you know? And mm-hmm. I think for me, that's what it's about, you know, at least the beginning stages of understanding. If you're wanting to learn, that would be, read a couple articles. It's pretty, it's not hard to learn. It's just a new exploration.
Mm, I love it. So for my P-Square listeners, I think I've definitely found the title. I didn't want to go with sexual energy, Heather. I promise I'm going to work it out. But in closing, you know, again, I just want, and again, I'm beyond speechless. You know, I, one of the most transparent, loving energy source that you give off within yourself, you know, and the platform that you created, pleaseme.com, is what we've been waiting for so long, you know.
Yeah.
It's a platform, the content to improve users, you know, with their sex lives or relationships, keep them up to date on sexy events and sensual travel, whatever you have in your arsenal. I'm talking to my Peace for listeners. Questions, doubts, longings, curiosity. You have to go to pleaseme.com. That's PLEAZEME.com. Tati's already on there, okay? Yeah. Most of you
should, you should put your referral link in your show notes so that all your listeners will get they'll get 3 months of VIP if they use your link, and then it'll help them to find your channel and follow you once they get on Please Me.
Oh, I love it. Okay. We're overdue. And it's definitely time. So yeah. I just want to say, is there anything else that you want to say in closing? I did take great notes, inadequacies, because I couldn't orgasm. Women, men who are there, if you feel inadequate because you don't know how to orgasm or even help your partner, or tapping into self, because you do matter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Journey of self, you know, and your sexual journey. All that plays a vital role in your sexual, I'm not going to say rendezvous, but your sexual journey. You know, part of my Orlicious brand is about the pleasure journey. You know, how it starts, how your five senses play a major role in this. You know, we got to stop ignoring that, you know. And is the word I used earlier, failure. No, when something doesn't work out, doesn't mean it's a failure. But how did you learn from that? How did you grow from that? How did you benefit from that? Because one thing about the energy source that we are as human beings is about the loving source that we are part of. So how do we keep it on that platform, on that road to keeping it positive, you know? The privacy that you always crave for is here at pleaseme.com. And Heather Montgomery is a brainchild. She's a gift to us that for this time, such as this time, for this moment, that the universe, the God I serve, created this platform for us. And it's time to embrace it. You know, Heather, what I loved about how you talked about it's tailored for one's sexual interests, desires, and needs, latent with diverse resources, shrouded in an anonymity. I love that. Finally launched, you know, it was launched in 2018, and it's a vehicle to transform one's sexual expression and empower us to create the sex and relationship life of our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
That's my wish. Freedom.
That's my wish for your leaders, your listeners, and all our leaders.
I love it. Mm. You know, and like you said, we are overdue with it, and it's definitely time. You know, that we pay attention to what we are doing. You know, and I'm again honored to be part of this journey. And Heather, I know you did before. You know, I know you got it going. You did a fundraiser or like an IPO type thing. Please share with my listeners, my peace for listeners. You know how they can get involved and support this major, major platform, because you're not in this alone. We're here. We love you, and whatever we have to do to get it to the next level, let us know what we need to do.
Well, thank you. Right as we said that, a plane flew overhead, so we must be taken off.
Confirmation, exactly.
I'm outside in the beautiful weather here in Florida. I just got back, but thank you for that, Tati. And yes, here's the deal. We have a I Fund Women campaign going on that allows other women to support women-owned businesses, right? This platform of I Fund Women is a crowdfunding campaign platform specifically designed for women entrepreneurs who tend to get less than 3% of the funding available to start their businesses, unfortunately, for the same reasons we mentioned earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
The patriarchal system and the men running things. And, you know, for some reason, they haven't figured out that we're just as smart as them, if not smarter.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm with you.
Give us the money, girl. No, but other women know this. Right? Other women know how smart other women are, and they do believe in the products that women are creating for other women. We also are the best designers of products for women because we're women.
Hello, it's our bodies.
It's our bodies, it's our minds, and women control 80% of the buying dollar in the world, or definitely in the United States. We'll stay there. I might be a little off on the world. So the main thing is, if you want to support other women, if you would like to have a t-shirt. I mean, each of our donation packages gives back a song, a download that's called I Am Woman. And if you want to have a VIP account, you're already going to give them that. So that's wonderful. And they should take advantage of your link. But really just, you can donate as little or a dollar, $11, $22, $40. I did all double numbers because I believe in energy like we talked about. So Hell, you can give $69 if you like. We've got that package too. So, and each of them comes with rewards and gifts. And that money goes to help us to share the message of Please Me. We're built. Everything's done, right? But what we want to do is to introduce this to more people. So your donation also helps us help another human being to find this tool and this resource for their life. And more importantly, just the way you can support us the most, come be a member and, you know, put your energy into the platform. Share your stories. You know, one of the things I really enjoyed myself as an anonymous member was not feeling alone anymore. You know, I was like, wow, other women have felt this. We have topic rooms and people can create their own topic. They can join a conversation that's going on. And when I hear the exchanges in there and what women go through and, oh, you were sexually molested as a child, me too, or you were raped, oh, me too, and they're connecting with one another, or, oh, you have a beautiful relationship with your husband, me too, whatever it is, me too in a better way, not the me too, but me too, like, oh, my God, another human being that's been through what I thought I was the only one, you know. And so when you come and you bring your energy to the platform, you're helping not only yourself but others not feel alone, to have answers, to, you know, just have somebody to talk to, and you still have your anonymity. So it's beautiful if you even just become a member. But if you feel inclined to support us, we would love that too. So I'll give you the link, Tatiana, for our crowdfunding campaign. And if listeners would like to go home and donate, that would be very, very much appreciated.
Oh, God, you always give me goosebumps. Please, I know you're busy with a lot of things, but please give me that so I can put it on my website. Because I believe in this. I believe in you. You know, I am definitely a fan of you, respect you, bow down to you, because you are a woman first. And you
well,
have
we are
a
one.
Goal.
We are one, you know? Sister. You am I, and I am you.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, God, I feel you all the time. And I'm just so grateful that God put you in my path. And I definitely close the door because she started it.
I love it.
And your parents too, for creating such an amazing person as yourself.
Aww.
So next time you home, give them a big hug from me to you. I'm going to
tell
you that because it's so good to find people like you who have hearts that are genuine with no hidden agenda and just pure Heather. And you are that. And every day I know when you are out there, you're sharing your love on just GP. And I want to say thank you for being in the universe, because we need people like you, Heather. I have a lot of love for you, girl. You are getting teary right now. But anyway,
thank you so much.
Freaking awesome. You're welcome, beautiful. Stay safe and healthy. And again, thank you for sharing this amazing time with me and my P-Square listeners, those who are passionate about the pussy, passionate about the penis. This is Tatiana, a.k.a. your Tap Out Queen. Thank you for being part of this. Remember to subscribe to my podcast. Definitely, okay, I'm on all the platforms. But most importantly, please subscribe to pleaseme.com. It's the best gift you can give to yourself, to your relationship, to your marriage. Anything you love about yourself, about sex, you're now covered. 1,000%. I, as a matter of fact, we should start a freaking law. Please need that. No, okay. They had a fucking law. What was it? Jim Crow laws. Okay. Bullshit.
Yes.
We can have Please Me laws.
Yes. I hear you, sister. Amen.
To the universe, Heather.
I got you. I'm with
to
you.
The universe. Absolutely.
Yay.
Much love. Okay. Nah. Stay awesome. And I know you're not going to change. I know we got to talk, you know, after, but, catching up with stuff, especially with me wanting to connect more spiritually and in depth with my energy. And again, I just want to say thank you that God put you in my life, Heather.
Oh, and ditto. I thank you that God put me in your life and you in mine. Yes.
Yeah,
no accidents.
Sending a big hug out to you right now, girl. Ooh, I get fired up. Love you. Have a good one. Stay safe, Heather.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
I hope you truly enjoy this mind-blowing interview with Heather Montgomery, who is the founder of PleaseMe.com, and that's PLEAZEM.com. That's spelled right. PLEAZEME.com. Yes. And the governor that I said that Heather looked like is Governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Yeah, I wanted to throw that in there too. But again, if you have anything you liked about this particular episode, please hit me up, you know, at asktatti, A-S-K-T-A-T-T-I, at gmail.com. Please subscribe to my podcast. You have any questions for me, please visit me on pleaseme.com. Any type of questions, I'm willing to, you know, help answer if I can. And again, to my P Square listeners, I'm humbly grateful that you stayed to the very end of this amazing episode with Heather Montgomery. I hope you got something out of it. I know I definitely did. And again, the title of this episode is Your Pleasure Map, or I might title it called Please Me Laws. I like that one too, but we'll see. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to my podcast, Oralicious, A Tale of Sex. Signing off, your tap out queen, Tatiana.
Thank you for listening.